I'm convinced that we have always existed as spirit, that we will manifest through many forms in this earth world, and that if we need to learn certain lessons, your own higher self will pull you into the lesson that you need. And while you have material desires that you can only experience through a material life, then you'll come back into a body again. We exist before we're born as well as afterwards. And when the physical body falls away, the real you, the eternal you, just goes on, but is on a different, higher frequency that the earth people cannot see. Karma is the cosmic law of cause and effect. And whatever you do to anyone or anything, you do to the whole. And because you are part of that whole, it comes back to you. There is free will and there is destiny. You had the free will in the first place to do what you wished. But once you did it, it became your destiny. There is no pointless suffering. There are just lessons to be learned on the path of evolution. We have always existed and we always will exist. There's no beginning or end, just a changing pattern. The material world is a changing illusion. It isn't real. It seems real, but you and I and all the things around us are simply a collection of atoms held together by a spiritual consciousness. This is the only thing that will remain when the world about you falls apart. And it will, in some way. Your physical body ceases to exist one day. Your relationships cease to exist. Our belongings are here for a few days, but they don't last. But the God within you is eternal, and the only time that you'll ever find complete security, complete inner peace, is when you know that God self. I came to a stage in my life where things began to fall apart at the seams. And the spiritual guide said to me then, "We will now teach you the truth. We will give you 7 years that you may learn non-attachment." And suddenly, towards the end of that 7 years, when someone that I loved very, very dearly passed unexpectedly, I felt I was completely alone. And a few short moments, trying to find a sense of balance, trying to find something to hold me together, I clicked into that state of pure God consciousness. Suddenly I was aware of the whole universe. I knew that I was God, that you are God. Everything is God. God is a creative energy that thinks, that knows what it's doing, and we are part of it. And all I had lost was an illusion. Fall about you tomorrow. Your whole life can collapse. But does it matter? You are permanent. You are eternal. Nothing can destroy the real you. And you're free to go on.